the bottom line. And like we were talking, we would go to a doctor with a broken bone or emergency surgery, because the physical expression is denser. It's not going to change as quickly as emotions. I mean, we know emotions can change, right? You can be really angry and then something could happen and you could start laughing in spite of yourself, right? Emotions can really flow quickly. They can become dense, but they're the fastest to change. Thought takes a little longer because you have a brain with neuroplasticity. It takes a lot to hold a new thought. You got to create that in the brain. So it takes a little more work. Then you talk about a human body. It's a commitment. It's denser. It holds a lot older programming. Plus, the human bodies that we were born into, they don't have the DNA for evolution this quickly. We're actually shifting our personalities, our belief systems, our ability to resonate at higher frequencies many, many times in one Earth life experience. That's not really been done here. The species is just catching up. And so things for the body, consistent, you know, they take more of a consistent input. Like, you're not going to brush your teeth once and be good, right? You're going to do it every day. You're not going to eat one good meal. And if you eat one bad meal, that's not going to affect you either. It's the consistent things. So a tap like this, or a prayer that uplifts the body. I love that, awakening the body. How cool would that be? And I've been working on that, loving my body and intending that I expect that my cells are even aware of their divinity. Because I figure if I can wake all of me up, there'll be even more miracles imagined. And now that I got a good taste of it, I'm happy to have more. So a tap like that, that's something you may want to, you know, readdress. And even if you're not physically tapping, saying the words, allowing yourself to begin to believe it. So when I teach, I always teach five bodies. Come from all the bodies, and you have much faster progress. And so the tapping would address the mental, spiritual, emotional, and energetic body. The physical part would be what would follow up from the tapping. You might notice that suddenly you're getting new information, or you're desiring a new experience, either through exercise or food, or that when you feel pain, you don't immediately contribute to it in the way you used to, right? Humans, we're all about patterns. How do you break the patterns?
To me, I see the tap, I experience the tapping as being physical. I mean, it's the only thing that I've done that seems to really get at, like, changing cellular memories, which are physical. So I was surprised to hear you say that.
Although, technically, you can't measure the memory of a cell.
Right.
So how physical is it? Remember, metaphysical is that which you cannot see. Physical is that which you can measure, tangibly contain, box, cut, open, change, manipulate. Right? So cellular memory, we can't see it. Memory, can't see it. Can't measure it. They don't even know really exactly what our thought processes are. Some cultures it's right here in the gut, others it's the brain. You know, we don't know. But they are finding, it's so fascinating, that our organs have memory. Right? How cool is that? So they know cellular memory exists. You know, we talk about organ transplants and then somebody suddenly has cravings for new food, new music. That's cellular memory. But they don't know how to sort it, measure it, see it, manipulate it. Not yet. So tapping, even though it feels very physical, it's actually the energy field we're playing with. These are endpoints of major meridians in the body. It is not yet known how, if you stick a needle or tap it, why it changes things. Because you can't see or measure that. You might be able to see and measure the result, but you can't see and measure what we're doing. Make sense? Who cares if it makes sense? Y'all are all out there. Yeah. Everybody's looking at me like, yeah. And if I asked you when we leave the room, what was that?